B-Pod Studios.
But our next guest, oh, he never misses a play. His name is Ron Jaworski. He is on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jaws, what an effort yesterday by this team.
It really was, Michael. I mean, I really enjoyed that game. You know, anytime you beat the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field in front of Eagle fans, it is a very rewarding day. But I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure who this team is and what this team is. Yeah, a great win, but one thing we do know, man, they have some courage, they have some guts, they have some toughness. They line up and play. They may lack some talent in some areas, but they line up and play, and I think that's the kind of team Philly fans love.
There's no question that they showed a badge yesterday, and the other team did not, and I'll get to that in a second. How do you figure this thing has gotten together where they actually have a little solidarity?
Well, you know, I think the schedule is beneficial to them, number one. You know, after three tough losses, you know, they came back and they had the Giants, the Redskins, and, you know, obviously the Cowboys, who are a mess right now. So I think the schedule benefited them. It allowed them to feast on, I would say, an inferior opponent. But that doesn't take anything away. They were tough, grind-out games against New York, against Washington. And yesterday, I mean, they came out, and, you know, I'm at the game, and I'm just watching, kind of getting an idea how teams warm up and, you know, what their feel is for the game. And I clearly felt early in the game that the Eagles sideline, their bench area, offense, defense, special teams were all in a different gear than the Cowboys. They came out from the minute the game started in that first quarter, and they were in a better gear. They were in a faster gear than the Cowboys.
Defensively, let's look. Obviously, that was kind of the story of the game, and Dallas, I think, made it fairly easy for them. You could tell early that Dak Prescott was bothered by that shoulder, and so what Schwartz did is he took away the run and said, "You beat me," and he couldn't do it. But were you shocked at how little resistance they showed, like, to back up their hurt player?
Kind of surprised, and you are correct. You know, the visual assessment of television was correct. Me being live and looking at the tape just a few hours ago, clearly, you know, Dak Prescott left a lot of plays on the field. So that certainly played to the Eagles' advantage. Hey, I will give Dak Prescott a lot of credit for going out and playing. He didn't practice all week. I understand he took a shot before the game to numb the pain so he could at least play. I'll give him credit for that, but he was very inaccurate. He was throwing in a double coverage when he had single coverage to the other side. It wasn't a typical Dak Prescott game. The Eagles took advantage of it. And I also think their game plan, I really didn't understand it. I thought it was a game where you'd want to spread it out a little bit, and they used a lot of condensed formations, which I thought, you know, played really well in the Eagles' front four, and their Eagle linebackers, I thought, had a really good downhill game against the Cowboys and really shut down their running game. Now, Zeke's going to get his runs. He's that good, but I thought overall, very good game plan by Jim Schwartz, but I thought the Cowboys missed the boat by constricting the formations.
Yeah, they seem to want to run the ball predictably, like first down run. They didn't really try to get the Eagles out of stacking the box and doing some things.
Well, I think, you know, the Cowboys, you know, we've heard it all season long. Their great offensive line, best offensive line in football, which I said about 6 or 8 weeks ago was garbage. It was a good offensive line, but it wasn't one of the best. And we, you know, the Eagles defense proved it yesterday. They, for the most part, did a really good job up front of defeating that offensive line. And they are predictable. And by the way, Mike, I don't always say predictable is bad, because if you do something really good, mm-hmm. keep doing it. You know, if you run the ball really well, and you can go to the line of scrimmage and say, "Hey, man, I'm going to run this ball right at you," and you knock them off the ball, to me, that's a good predictability. So there can, you know, it can go both ways as far as being predictable.
Yeah, I get that, but I think Schwartz was gambling that he couldn't get the ball down the field to complete the chunk plays that they did the first time.
Oh, no doubt about it. That was the key in the game. And, you know, hey, they had some opportunities. There were some plays, as I went to the tape, where, you know, Dak just didn't throw it to those guys. And obviously late in the game, you know, he misses Austin, which is, you know, an easy it's a layup. I mean, it's a layup. He misses the layup. He's, you know, two steps open in the secondary. And, of course, they had a drop a couple plays later. So they had opportunities. But I would have taken more shots with that receiving core. And by the way, Cooper was non-existent in the game. I mean, my goodness, for a guy of his talent, he didn't show up.
No, he did not show up.
I always worry about guys that, you know, they come for a nice warm weather and you're down there in Texas. And all of a sudden you come up here and it's a little bit cold, although it's a beautiful day for football yesterday.
Yeah, it really was.
It didn't seem like he wanted to play a whole lot. I mean, I think he was targeted like 12 times in the game at three or four catches. And, you know, there were some times he was open as well, and Prescott did not get him the football. But the Cowboy team just seemed a little bit out of sync. And there's something to it. I think this Eagle team plays for Doug. Whatever, you know, you try to be a psychologist or whatever you want. They, you know, Doug has their back. And it's just kind of the way the Cowboys showed up yesterday, they didn't seem to want to play real hard for Jason Garrett.
That's a look ahead. And it looks like, you know, because everybody is kind of rounding off next week. And I know as a player, you never want to do that. I mean, the way they seem gelded in this game, I can't imagine there being a letdown that would enable them to lose to the Giants. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I'm not putting the W there yet. You know, the Giants have been getting healthier as the season wears on. You know, Daniel Jones obviously had a great game yesterday, but it's against the Washington Redskins, a defense that's really battered and bruised right now. But you know, you got to go on the road, you got to go to New York, and the ball takes crazy bounces sometimes. The Eagles are the better football team, a lot more on the line, but I'm just not going to chalk up a W automatically because the Giants have a poor record. Shermer's done a good job of holding that team together up there when it looked like it was going sideways or south, and he's held that team together, and they've been playing good football the last few weeks.
Well, I am going to round off a W.
Okay, can do that, Mike.
Yes, I'm doing that, which leads me to my next question. They win that game next week. They get into the playoffs. They got some guys coming back, maybe even Deshaun. Howard looks like he's going to be ready. Once they weren't a threat in any playoff situation to me. Now I think they could be. What do you see?
Hey, I always love playing with house money. You know, it's one of those games where no one expected. All of a sudden, they're 5-7, and bang, they're in the playoffs. You got a home game. You're getting some guys healthy. Certainly, I think the team will be loose, more relaxed. Your quarterback is hot right now. Offensive line will be getting healthier. Lane comes back. I agree. I'm not counting on Deshaun. You get a home game in Philly. It's the playoffs. Anything could happen.
That's what you're going to give me? Anything can happen?
Anything can happen, Mike. You give me a lot of hypotheticals.
I want you to agree. You're not even committing to a win over the Giants here. I want Jaworski to go further here.
Hey, I predicted a win over the Cowboys. Not many people did. So.
All right.
But you're getting me on Monday after a big win. You want me to go 2 weeks into the playoffs?
Exactly. That's why I'm going into the magic brain of Ron Jaworski.
I'm not ready to go there yet.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike. Yeah, great. It was a great game yesterday, man. It was fun to be there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.